Residents near Haviland Bay are discovering that seemingly anyone can build an airstrip on their own property after one of their neighbors recently cleared part of his land for landing his personal aircraft. Donald Burt says he is not trying to be a bad neighbor, he's simply building an airstrip on his own property to be able to enjoy the land more often and support his hobby as a pilot. The very same way many of us like to ride ATVs or spend time on the lake in a boat, said Burt in an email on Tuesday. The Michigander recently cleared 11 acres on his 214-acre property near Haviland Bay to support the building of the airstrip, which will eventually be covered in gravel. Work is expected to commence in April, with completion slated for May. Plans are for the airstrip to be used by Burt and his friends visiting his property. No commercial or flight training activities will be permitted. The airstrip will be available to the public or government in case of an emergency, said Burt, including medical, mechanical or environmental emergency or for firefighting and life flight helicopter. Burt had notices placed on poles in front of the adjacent properties to inform his neighbors there is an application to have the airstrip designated for private use by Transport Canada. The comment process runs from January 7 to February 21. Because many in the area only use their property seasonally, Burt acknowledges the timing of the notices as unfortunate. But due to the construction season occurring in the spring and summer months, we are required by Transport Canada regulation to post the notice now, said Burt. Seasonal homeowners insurance policies require someone enter the home every 30 days, so it does seem reasonable than those landowners that do in fact occupy their land would receive the notice prior to the notice period expiring. Burt said he has so far been in direct conversation with five of his neighbors. Four have had questions that we have discussed as neighbors and they have expressed support that we are free to use our property as we see fit. One has expressed disdain that we have cut our own trees and suggested that we shouldn't do so, he said. Sue today spoke to three neighbors who live in the immediate area, each with concerns about the building of the airstrip and operation as an aerodrome. None of the neighbors would speak on the record for this story. Chief among the concerns was the environmental impact of clearing such a high number of trees and the possibility of a fuel spill so close to Lake Superior. By every account, the neighbors say Burt is doing nothing wrong, but all three were flabbergasted that a more intensive process is not in place to determine if such a use should be allowed so close to their homes or camps and the Lake Superior shore. Burt noted he is not required to consult his neighbors about clearing his land, just as they are not required to consult him if they were to do the same. The act of us clearing our property would occur regardless of any plans for an airstrip, so we may enjoy our property as we see fit, he said. As for fuel spills, Burt said fire suppression measures will be put in place and that his airplane is smaller than a typical car and carries less fuel. The same aircraft will be parked significantly further from the lake than all of the vehicles that visit each house along the shore, he said. The flight path will not be over any of the homes along the lake. We have enough room to make our approach from the east over vacant land and make a circling departure remaining over my own property. Burt said along with Transport Canada, he has also provided notices to Nav Canada, Sault Ste. Marie North Planning Board and Sault Ste. Marie Airport. I made a concerted effort with Sault North Planning Board to either gain mailing addresses or have them mail the notices to landowners' mailing addresses on our behalf. They refused to do so for fear breaching any privacy laws, said Burt. Reached for comment, Sault Ste. Marie North Planning Board Communications Assistant Kelly Legault said the building of an aerodrome falls under the purview of Transport Canada. The board handles zoning and planning issues in the unincorporated townships north of the Sault, including Lay Township, where the airstrip will be located. At this time there is no information for Sault North Planning Board to comment on, said Legault.